Poly 4x4, Tim speaking. Good, how are you? One second, I need the VIN number, but let me just... Is it a Victorian car? Yep, what's the rego? Yep. Alright, let me just bring that vehicle up, one second. Alright, so we've got a 3-litre diesel Grand Cherokee, yep, and what are we looking for? Okay, so rear diff pushers, three of them, they're $40 each, including GST, new genuine. And rear shockers, let me have a look. If they are, if they're self-leveling type, they're $1,100. Oh no, sorry, $850 each. If they're not self-leveling type, then they're about $150 each. Yeah, it does. It does have air suspension. I know that. Yeah. So they can have two types. They can have two types, and it doesn't actually show me on the system. And the only way I can identify it is by a photo of the bottom part where the bolt goes through the shocker. So just that bottom section photo. So yeah. But it's the thickness. So there's a skinny one and a fatter one. We just need to work out whether it's the skinny one or the fat one. If it's the skinnier one, then they're normal shocks. If it's a fat one, they're self-leveling. Let me see if it tells me in the codes.
No, they don't.
The self-leveling sections inside, in the actual shocker itself, there's no electrical. The only ones that got electrical are the SRTs. I'm just trying to see if it tells me. Usually we need a photo. I'm pretty sure they don't say in the sales codes. Yeah, if you can send a photo, so you know, they're 150 each for normal and 850 each for the self-leveling type, once we confirm. And I've got one pair of the self-leveling in stock, and the other standard ones, I've got plenty there. Yep, the phone number is 0490-026-374. Yep. So where the bolt goes, where the U-shape is, and just a little bit above that, yeah, get a photo of that, and then that'll tell us whether it's the self-leveling or not. Yeah, I'll reply back. Yeah. Done. No problems. Okay. Cheers. All right, bye.